Welcome to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich, where faith meets action and transformation is non-negotiable. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts, and I believe now is the time to step boldly into your power, walk in divine wisdom, and claim the life you were meant to live. Each episode, I'll bring you real, unfiltered truth, because this world needs leaders who refuse to shrink. Let's get it. Welcome back to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts. Say it with me now, out loud, or in your heart. I know who I play for. We're still in phase two of the Sacred Rebuke series, Tap Out to Tap In. In the last episode, we talked about the pimple about to pop, how the pressure of what we bury always builds until it erupts, and how eruption isn't failure, but the beginning of healing. And today, we go deeper by asking this question: are you living by the noise around you or the knowing within you? Because the truth is, the world is louder than it's ever been. Opinions everywhere. Headlines screaming, timelines scrolling. Everyone has a hot take. Everyone has a demand for your attention. That's the noise. But then there's the knowing, the still, steady voice inside, the whisper of source, the compass of your spirit. Knowing doesn't scream, but it never lies. And here's the sacred rebuke. If you let noise lead you, you will always be lost. If you honor your knowing, you will always find your way. Let's be honest. Most of us are drowning in noise. The news cycle is noise. Scroll after scroll of outrage, distraction, and opinion. Social media timelines are noise. Everyone telling you what's right, what's wrong, what you should buy, how you should look, who you should trust. Politics is noise. Campaign ads, talking points, spin doctors, shouting over each other until truth gets lost in the chaos. Even family and friends can become noise. Endless advice, criticism, or chatter that fills your ears, but not your soul. Noise is everywhere. And the thing about noise is, it's loud, it's constant, and it's addictive. Noise gives you the illusion of certainty. Noise makes you feel like you're in the know. Noise convinces you that if you just pay attention long enough, you'll feel safe. But here's the sting. Noise doesn't lead you. It confuses you. Noise does not ground you. It scatters you. Noise doesn't free you. It binds you to other people's agendas. And yet, right beneath the noise, there's another voice. Quieter, steadier, relentless in its presence. That's your knowing. Knowing doesn't scream, it whispers. Knowing doesn't flood you with 50 options, it offers one next step. Knowing doesn't argue, it simply is. And let me make it personal. For most of my life, I walked in stillness. That's where I found mastery. I've trusted the quiet voice of my spirit. I never needed the crowd, and it has never led me down the wrong path. But I must confess, since Donald Trump took office the second time around, I found myself diving deep into the noise, scrolling endlessly, watching the chaos, trying to make sense of the circus. And I didn't notice at first, but my joy was diminishing. The incessant scroll was eating at my peace. I realized I was giving it too much power. So I did what I've always known how to do. I put up guardrails. I tapped out of the noise so I could tap back into my knowing. And just like that, I felt my power return. And here's the rebuke. Noise may feel urgent, but it's empty. Knowing may feel quiet, but it's eternal. The Bible is clear. God's voice is not found in the noise. It's found in the knowing. In 1 King James 19, the prophet Elijah was desperate. He had faced down opposition, outrun armies, and now he was exhausted. He expected God to show up in the noise, in the wind, in the earthquake, in the fire. But God wasn't in the noise. The scripture says he came in a gentle whisper, the still small voice. That was the knowing. Jesus modeled it too. Over and over, the Gospels tells us that he withdrew from the noise of the crowds. Luke 5:16 says, but Jesus often withdrew to lonely places and prayed. He didn't let the crowd's demand for miracles or their noise of opinion dictate his steps. He tapped out of the noise so he could tap in to his Father. Proverbs 2:6 reminds us, for the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. Wisdom isn't loud. It's not the chaos of headlines or the roar of popular opinion. Wisdom whispers, and you must be still enough to hear it. And James 1:5 promises us, if any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. That wisdom isn't broadcast like breaking news. It's delivered quietly, generously, directly to your spirit, if you're willing to listen. Here's the sacred rebuke. If you can't hear your knowing, it's not because God isn't speaking. It's because the noise is too loud. Metaphysically, noise isn't just distracting. It's destabilizing. Every headline, every scroll, every argument you absorbed is energy entering your field. Noise fragments you. It pulls pieces of your attention in a thousand directions until you're scattered, anxious, and depleted. That's why you can spend hours in the noise, watching, scrolling, reacting, and still feel empty afterward. Because noise consumes your life force, but never feeds your soul. Knowing is the opposite. Knowing gathers you. It pulls your scattered energy back into coherence. When you drop into your knowing, your field stabilizes. Your vibration rises. Your clarity sharpens. Neville Goddard said, "Be still and know that you are." That's not just poetic, it's energetic truth. Stillness collapses the noise so you can feel the reality of your own being. Florence Scovel Shinn wrote, intuition is a spiritual faculty and does not complain, but simply points the way. That's the knowing. It doesn't argue. It doesn't demand. It doesn't fight for attention. It simply points. And if you follow it, life begins. Here's the metaphysical rebuke. When you let noise lead you, your vibration is borrowed, jerked around by headlines, trends, and opinions. But when you honor your knowing, your vibration is sovereign. And sovereignty is the frequency of freedom. Take a deep breath. Put your hand on your heart. Let these questions cut through the noise and call you back into your knowing. Number one, where in my life am I letting noise lead me? Is it news, social media, family opinions, or politics? Number two, how do I feel after I engaged with the noise? Am I more grounded or more scattered? Number three, when was the last time I honored my knowing, even when it went against the noise? What happened? Number four, what practices help me hear my knowing more clearly? Prayer, journaling, stillness, nature, movement. Number five, complete the statement. The noise I need to turn down is, and the knowing I need to trust is. Remember, noise may be loud, but it's temporary. Knowing may be quiet, but it's eternal. So here's the truth. Noise is everywhere, and it will always be loud. It wants your energy. It wants your attention. It wants your agreement. But your knowing, that quiet voice within, doesn't compete. It doesn't shout. It waits. And it will never mislead you. Noise is borrowed power. Knowing is sovereign power. Noise scatters. Knowing gathers. Noise distracts. Knowing delivers. And here's the promise. When you honor your knowing, you can walk through the loudest storms and still be steady. You can sit in the middle of chaos and still be clear. You can watch the world scream and yet hear the whisper of God guiding your every step. That's the power of tapping out of the noise and tapping into the knowing. Say it with me now, out loud or in your heart. I know who I play for, and I choose knowing over noise. Stay happy, stay healthy, stay whole, and stay rich in the wisdom of your knowing. If this message spoke to you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it, live it, and let's grow together. Head over to Happy, Healthy, Whole, Rich.com for more powerful teachings and join the movement. Remember, your breakthrough is waiting, but you have to show up. Until the next time, stay happy, healthy, whole, and rich.